Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. I am Leona Abraham Brando, host of Blog Talk Radio, Shedding Light. Andy Williams, Jr., presidential candidate, is on with us today again, and we're going to be talking to him about his campaign for the president's position, and it's going to be the We the People Party. We the People Party candidates to take control and do something current political parties cannot do. Be the adults that know the problems, are willing to work on the issues of concern, and want the people of the United States to feel that they are worthy to receive the long overdue attention that only the elite thus far have been afforded. As many of you know, there's campaigns going on in New Hampshire. There's campaigns going on in Iowa and all over the place. And one opponent has been lying about the others. They're trying to make the people turn against each of these candidates, and it's childish. We have someone who is mature and is going to be talking about the issue. We have a caller as well. So, audience, I'm sorry, there's a lot of static going on, background noise. I'm going to unmute, and hopefully it'll be gone by then. Andy Williams, Jr., would you like to... I'm sorry, I'm getting confused because there's a lot of background disturbance right now. Can you tell the audience a little bit about yourself? And then we have a caller, and I will reach out to the caller in a few minutes. But, Andy, if you can tell the audience a little bit about yourself and what your goals, mission goals and objectives are.
Hello, audience. I am Andy Williams, Jr., 2024 presidential applicant. I say applicant because it's a position that you're applying for. It's a job description. And so often a lot of candidates that are running saying, if you elect me, this is what I'm going to do. But the Constitution puts limits on government and what they can and cannot do. So I make it very clear that I am a 2024 presidential applicant, and the people get to see my resume. They get to look over, hear the campaign topics that we're discussing. And first and foremost, what we need to recognize is that the people are representative of one nation under God. So that's the first thing we need to understand. And that is a constitutional republic. A constitutional republic is exactly that, one nation under God, where the people are sovereign, meaning that we have unalienable rights. These rights were given to us by nature's God or creator, whomever you choose it to be. Those are the people's rights. Government doesn't give us those rights. The role of government is very limited. It is to protect the rights of the people. When you get a representative, the representative essentially is to make sure that the rights of the people are not being infringed. And we've gotten so far away from those roots of what this constitutional republic was that we think the government has the solutions for the people. And no, the people already have their own solutions. And what the government does is they correct whenever something needs to be corrected. They direct the people to the resources that are needed, and they protect the rights of the people. And that's what I am applying for. That's the position I'm applying for, to uphold that, to form a more perfect union of people. Our campaign is a united campaign. And the main thing we're talking about with this 2024 presidential campaign, my campaign, is about a new government. That is guaranteed. Whenever the form of government has gotten so tyrannical, it is not only the rights of the people, but it's our duty to form a new government, to alter, abolish the old one. And that's what our campaign is standing to do. That's what I'm representing right now as a man. And saying there's all these candidates out here saying what they're going to do and what they can do, specifically when it comes to Donald Trump. And in 2020, I filed a suit against Donald Trump for breaching his fiduciary duty, the trust of the American people, to protect my rights. And if I knew he wasn't doing his job description, so I filed a suit against him, there's not another candidate right now that has the same thing. I am the only one that can face that giant and bring him down like David when David fought Goliath. And this is not a physical defeat I'm talking about. It's a spiritual defeat. And the only thing we need to be talking about is letting people let my people go, the prisoners, and not only the physically in prison, but the spiritually in prison. So that's a little bit about me and my campaign.
Thank you, Andy. I want to bring out one real quick thought for the audience as well. Everyone seems to think that they have to vote either for Donald Trump or for Joe Biden, and I want everyone to realize there may be new people that are coming out announcing their candidacy for the presidential position. We have Andy Williams Jr. There's also others that are coming out. There was a Dean Phillips. There was another one. But you're going to find, audience, that more and more people are going to be coming out you may not be familiar with. However, this is a time to look at these people, to listen to what they have to say, and to vote. If you have to, vote for them, because what we've had so far has not worked. And unless we start looking elsewhere, we're not going to see a stable country in the United States of America. Andy Williams Jr. is running for the presidential campaign. He is running under We the People Party, not my side, not your side, not Democrat, not Republican, but We the People. We need to start looking at alternatives to what we already have. And don't feel, because these people have been around for a while and they're in power, that they're the right candidates, because you've already seen what has happened with this country because of the Democratic and the Republican presidents that we've had. Now, I want to bring on caller 910. Do you want to state your name, please?
Excuse me. I have allergies. It's Rowena Andrews.
Okay, Rowena, do you have anything?
In Fayetteville, North Carolina.
Would you like to add anything?
No, I have allergies. I'm just listening.
Okay,
hello to everyone.
Rowena is a teacher, and she you want to tell a little bit about yourself, Rowena?
Well, I am a behavior mental health specialist and a special education teacher. So one of my dissertations was talking about disproportionate discipline, and see, I'm having a hard time, but basically, let me just go back to what he said. I'm at the position, after looking at everything and what you said, and no longer are these political parties able to represent me. Matter of fact, they're refusing to. So what I'm doing is I'm learning about my candidates, and I have gotten behind. I study, research Mr. Williams, and so therefore I'm giving my support there because it's needed. It's we the people that have to have all these issues solved, not just talked about or ignored. So that's it.
Thank you so much, Rowena. And one of the things that I've learned in my own experiences with legislative members, with politicians, with the government, is that they promise to do one thing and they do another, or they don't do anything at all and they completely ignore the constituents. So this is something that we have to learn the hard way. But through these experiences, we have the wisdom that God has given us to know that it's time to move on. It's time to start voting for people that normally would not be running for these positions or would be too afraid to run for these positions. This candidate we have on with us today, Andy Williams Jr., and I'm honored to have him on, is taking the initiative and the motivation and the courage to do this. And I hope and pray that all of you listening in will please vote for him. And he will, as time goes on, he will be coming out more and more, and you will get more information as to how you can help, how you can vote. And we will bring Andy on with us again. So, Andy, please come back in and talk about more about what you're doing, what you want to see happen, and changes that you want to see happen in the United States of America.
Currently, there's a debate that's scheduled for February 29th, and it's a ranked choice voting. And the website is vote.freeandequal.org. So it's vote.freeandequal.org. On that website, you can vote right now. I'm playing. I was at number 11. But if we vote for me and I make it in the top six, I get to debate against the top states right now. And the top, you know, three is some libertarians. They're with the Libertarian Party. So that is what's one of the most things that's going on. And second thing is we have a big movement around prisoners' voting rights, because the Bible tells us to visit those in prison. And Hebrews 13:3 says, remember those that are in prison as if you were in prison with them. And what's not so obvious is that we're not just talking about the physical prison. There's a mental prison, yeah, a spiritual prison that us people are locked up in. So when Isaiah 61 says, set the captives free, that's all of us. This is not the physical ones in prison. And so when our campaign strictly talks about a new government and letting the people go, as Isaiah, Exodus 9, verse 1, it talks about let the people go so they can worship me. And this is thus said the Lord. And we've been bound as people, you know, going to work, taking taxes out of people's checks. That means you a slave to the government. Was it not the people that created the government? So why are we being taxed as people? Because our rights are being infringed. And as long as you've been electing people that's allowing this to go on, they have not had the best interests of the people. Because nobody should be paying taxes unless you work for the government, because taxes is for government employees. It says it right there on the 1040 form. See, that's what it means for a constitutional republic. And when I say it, it's for all people, not just those people that can afford me, not just the people that says, you know, we trying to lower taxes. No, we abolishing taxes because that's the right of the people. But when we focus on the setting these prisoners free, that's not something that you can get voted on. That's something that's a right. And what we're doing with our campaign, particularly me and my vice president and another brother, Tyrone Muhammad, which I look forward, Ms. Leona, to connecting you with him. He's got a big movement in eight states around ex-cons and community service. We're going to be filing a suit in the state of Illinois. President, why you didn't go for mayor or governor or, you know, something like that? That's because they don't allow formerly incarcerated people to run for those state elected office. So we ain't got no choice but to run for Congress. And that's where the rights of the people come in at. Because Congress does not deny people in prison the right to vote. States do. And so now we're challenging those states, saying that's unconstitutional. And now we have this movement around prisoners' rights, forming a new government that's strictly on let my people go. We the one nation under God, not one nation under the government. And we need to start acting like that and be a representative of God's kingdom. And you look at the Lord's Prayer, says, let your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. And too many of us that are out here saying we're representing this kingdom movement are lawless, are hypocrites, workers of iniquity. We don't want to talk about that, but that's the reality of it is. This movement that God has called me to do is happening regardless of what the November 5th, 2024 election. But I believe that the people are ready for somebody new, somebody with morals, values, integrity that can speak to the issues and share the solution. You know, freedom is a birthright. It's given to you by your creator. It's not something that you get to vote on. No, this is something we need to do because it's our right. And this is about the people's rights.
Thank you, Andy. Now,
thank
I want to...
Thank you.
Okay, go ahead. I just got a message. Go ahead, Rowena.
No, I was saying thank you for that. It was very informative.
Okay, I want to ask Andy, you speak for the people, for people incarcerated and people that are going through a lot of trials and tribulations. There are going to be people in society who are going to be looking at candidates to see what else they offer other than the some of the subjects that you have been speaking on. So in talking about what your plans are to as president, if elected, please let the audience know, other than, you know, those that are incarcerated and those that are in the streets, if you can tell them a little bit more about what you would be doing on their behalf.
So most people are in prison and don't even know it, really. If somebody's taking money out of your check after you go work 40 hours, you are in prison. You are a slave to that state.
Yes.
So the only campaign we're talking about is letting the prisoners go. And people don't realize that they're in prison. People don't realize that every time you go buy an automobile, you got to register that automobile with the state and pay them $150, $200. That's slavery. Every year you got to pay a sticker renewal. You buy your house, but you never own it because every year you got to pay real estate taxes. That's slavery. That's bondage. So the only message I have is letting the prisoners go. That's it.
Okay. Thank you for clarifying that, Andy. That is a question I wanted to get clarified so that I too would understand it. So, and you're right. You're right, because the way I look at it, they say America is free, but I find America is not free, because right now we see people in the presidential, I mean the government positions, who are now telling women what to do with their bodies. You know, they're telling people what they can do and what they can't do. And there was a time when the United States of America's government used to talk about the Arab countries and how they were controlling their women and everything else. And they talked about China and the communism and all these things. Now we're finding out the United States is becoming more like a communist country, because they're starting to decide what they're going to do and who they're going to control. As far as women with abortions, we all have to go before our maker. We all have to answer to our own errors and our own mistakes and our own sins. Yet we have a government that's taken over the role of our Most High Creator. The Most High Creator. They're taking over God's role. And they should be focusing on their own issues. Because while they are trying to prevent women from doing what they want to do with their own bodies, they're covering up for their own criminal acts. And we've been dealing with this for the last 5 years. Not only with Donald Trump, but also with Joe Biden, we're going through all of these issues with them, and it has nothing to do with us. And I remain neutral in it. Because of those two, because of their childish ways, I stopped voting, and I won't vote for any of those two. And I'll tell you, people need to know, if they want to see change, they have to grow up too, and they have to be willing to take the chance on people that they're not familiar enough with. When they hear people talking, as you're talking right now, you've been through a lot. You've become a candidate for a presidential candidate. You are on the ballot, or you will be on the ballot. And this is a time people can make the changes that they speak so much about. And I just wanted to say this. We cannot let this government control what we do with our personal lives. And when women are starting to be controlled, and they can't make their own decisions about what they're going to do with their bodies. And I feel really bad, because they spoke about a girl, they spoke about a few women who were almost losing their lives. One of them actually went and had an abortion because it was a risk between losing her life or the baby's life. And she had it. And the courts decided, or the government decided, that they were going to file charges on this woman. This is getting a little bit beyond what we need in America. And I want to know your thoughts on things like this as well, Andy.
So first, I think in order to, when I say the role of government is very limited, and we deal with the abortions, I think we need to first get to why for the need of abortions. And because I care about people, I want to know why are we meeting abortions? Because abortions are different for different scenarios, right? Incest, they could be the mother's life is dependent on conceiving that child, so you've got to make a choice. And then there's certain stuff that people are careless, you know? And whatever that is in the carelessness part, there's a need that's trying to be filled. And listen, government has no business being in that because that's your private affairs. 100% it is. It's your private affairs. But when you have a government that cares about you, cares about your family and your body in this, we want to help you make healthier choices if that is what you choose. That's what it is. I don't think nobody's really discussing the root of why abortions are even happening in the first place. And that is something that needs to be brought to the table. And that's not a blanket policy. That is a case-by-case scenario, individual scenario, that you find out what's going on. And whatever the reason is, all you can do is offer your support. You can't make law about what somebody chooses to do with their body. I think it's morally wrong to have an abortion for certain reasons. But that's my personal belief. It has nothing to do with how I do my job.
Right.
You have a freedom. You have a freedom. That's your birthright. You do. And nobody gets to tell you what you can and cannot do with your body if you're hurting somebody. And because we are governed by nature's God and the Creator, if the Creator doesn't want you to have that abortion, then you ain't going to have it.
That's
right.
That's
just how it's going to happen. Right. So I'm not sure where we think we got some more power than the Creator. We don't. And what we need to do is get back to nature's God and walk in harmony. And the only ones that can do that is we the people. It's not America that's doing wrong. It's the American people that are doing wrong. America is just a verb. The people are the noun. And the people are a wicked generation. We're living in the same days as the days of Noah.
Exactly.
And I was talking to my campaign advisor today, and our new slogan is the buck stops here. That's what you get. You don't hear me talking about the Democrats did this or the Republicans did that. You elected me because the buck stops here. We're done with the blame game. We're going to do the job. This is the last generation. We're going to get it done right now. All those that went before us has paved the way. And now we're coming in. Bases loaded. I'm bringing everybody home. That's right. AWJ2024.com. That's the website. AWJ2024.com. Click on the donate now button. And Miss Leona, I wasn't clear, but it sounded like you were still undecided about casting that vote. So I need to come out to Massachusetts, have a talk with you at the table.
Oh, no. No, I'm not uncertain about casting my vote. I definitely will be giving you my vote. That's the fact. That is a fact. And I wanted to say, I know of this woman. And I feel bad for her. Years ago, she stated she would never have an abortion, never again. She tried to abort and she couldn't. And the child was born, and then she got pregnant again, and she tried to abort and she was successful the second time around. Now, unfortunately, her son now is incarcerated. He's serving a life sentence. Because he stumbled. And this is one of the reasons why this woman said she would never have another abortion, because she doesn't believe in abortions, for one thing, because had she not had the second one, her child would have had a sibling. But because she had that abortion, her child grew up as an only child in a single parent home. Now, being incarcerated for a life sentence, and it was a first mistake, the first time for this person, and he ended up with a life sentence. Now, I'd like to have the people who are so pro-life tell us why they can be for abortion, I mean, anti-abortions, yet when people are, another example, a woman, a young girl in her late teens, they found the baby in a trash bag, and this was only this past year. They found a baby in a trash bag. The baby was born, and the baby was put in a trash bag after it died.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that young girl, I can only imagine what she was going through. She must have been petrified. Whether her parents knew, whether anybody knew she was having this baby, we don't know. But we know that being alone, not knowing which way to turn, to have that baby because they are against abortions, our government, to have that baby and end up having that baby put in a trash bag like garbage and put in a dumpster.
Mm.
Now, our government is also, or our former government, was also against contraceptives for women. So it was actually given no woman any kind of alternatives. And one of the politicians one time mentioned if they either keep their legs closed or if they don't have sex or whatever, they won't get pregnant. What kind of mentality is this? This is why I say our political leaders have deteriorated immensely throughout these past 10, 15 years. They have deteriorated. We have garbage now in government.
Mm-hmm.
Absolute garbage. Even we were not brought up that way. So these things really upset me when I hear about it. But again, I don't know if people have heard of Planned Parenthood, but this is where the government needs to stay out of it. Because they have Planned Parenthood, which is nationwide. And it's the Planned Parenthood Federation of America. It's a nonprofit organization that provides health care in those areas, also education in those areas. But again, as I say, this is between everything that we do in life. Our individual being has to go before a real living God, the Most High, eventually. Even our politicians, even our law enforcement that have been doing all this shooting people in the back, all of these things that have happened, we all need to go before our Maker. But again, living in America in this day and age, so many people don't believe there is a true living God. And I can guarantee from personal experiences that I've encountered throughout my 77 years, I can personally say there is a living God.
Right.
Sometimes people don't tell what goes on in their lives because they know if they do, others out in the communities, in the society, are going to think they're crazy. But I've had many personal experiences, and I know there's a living God, and that's why I myself stay neutral when it comes to a lot of these issues.
Right.
We each have to go before our Maker, and each woman and man should be able to control their own lives without having others interfering, especially coming from a country that has so much to say about other countries in their human rights violations and the way other countries treat their women. Look at what's happening over in Israel and over in Gaza. Hamas, whatever started Hamas? Please talk about it.
Hey, was that a question, Miss Leona?
I think she
Elena?
Got. Yes, I don't know. I think she's gone. She
no,
might
I'm
have
on.
Went out.
Okay. I'm on.
Right. I feel like you asked a question. I wasn't clear on that.
Well, I'm sure, please, just because I don't respond doesn't mean that you don't have to talk. The phone rang, and I had to answer it. It was as always, one of those robo calls or whatever they call them.
I got you. I wasn't sure if you had asked a question. I thought I heard you say something, but I wasn't clear.
I just wanted your thoughts on all of these because we're like I say, I'm disgusted with this country. I'm disgusted with the way people have changed. There's no morals anymore. Everybody seems to want to vote for people that are threats to them, And I'll tell you another thing. The United States of America, unless people forgot, there was an attack on the Capitol. We have domestic violence. We have domestic terrorism in our own country. And so many people have said this. They're worried about people coming in on the borders. I hate to say it, but the terrorists are already in this country. They're already in this country. And they're focusing on the Americas, North and Central and South America. I mean, these are people that are part of the United States, part of the Americas. But yet they're letting people in from all other countries. And they're talking about criminals coming in from the border. And I'm not a Nikki Haley fan, but one thing I will say, she said right, and that was, we don't need to call them criminals. And that's the only thing. Because Nikki Haley, I look in her audience, I haven't seen a person of color yet anywhere that she's been talking and saying that the United States is not a racist country. Well, let me see some people of color in her party or in her all the places that she's been campaigning. Nikki Haley, the one that's in New Hampshire right now running against Donald Trump.
I know.
So, Andy, I'm going to turn it back over to you. You're the one that's running for the campaign, and I want you to tell me your feedback on, actually, if you can tell me what you think about Nikki Haley with her audience, that I have not seen one person of color in any of them yet. And she says this is not a racist country, as did Ron DeSantis from Florida. This is not a racist country. Can you believe this?
So I do agree with DeSantis and Nikki Haley. This is not a racist country. What it is ignorant people. That's what it is. It's the ignorant people. And when we say ignorance, we have a bunch of minors that think they're mature based on their target, their audience or the support they get. That's the issue that we have. The people of America are still dealing with childish ways. We have not become of age. We have not matured.
When you say this is not a racist country, Andy, it's the people. Who do you think make up the country? It doesn't make up itself. 605, do you want to say
anything?
I don't agree with that.
Yeah, this is Chinupa from the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation in South Dakota.
Chinupa Guhamani, welcome aboard again. Have you been able to listen into what's been going on?
Occasionally, I'd be looking at, most importantly, things that are going on with the human race.
Okay.
And I find it kind of ironic that because of the current situation, America has put people in. Okay, it's going to take a structure, and it's going to take a series of catalysts to bring it out of dormancy. But people don't think that way anymore in the year 2024. Here on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation, we see a lot of these drastic changing happening with our tribal government. When it's happening with our tribal government, that shows that the world outside that surrounds us is doing exactly what the tribal government is doing. And when you have a large incarceration rate of our people, male and female, that kind of puts, you know, the mainstream in the public eye wondering, why is this a sovereign entity, but yet we still have mass incarceration amongst the Lakota people and many others that don't fit in that category. Well, the way I deem things, overall, this was a form of a government that was created by a government that never had an interest in people. And so that's, you know, basically how I see things happening today. But I'll turn it back over to you.
I want you to stay on because Andy Williams Jr., as I said, I was wondering if you listened to any of it before you came on, because Andy Williams Jr. He's running a presidential candidate, but he's running for We the People, not any other party. But Andy, can you again explain a little bit about what you're doing, what your goal is, and what your experiences, so that Chinooka can get updated on what you were talking about.
Yeah, I do, but I think I want to go back to what I was saying earlier about when we said America is racist. Who is America? No, people are racist. It's not America's not the racist. The people are. And so what we have to start doing is calling those people who they are. So you say Ron DeSantis, you're a racist. Nikki Haley, you're a racist. Because if you say American, you have patriots, some of them, that are in America that are not feeling the same way. When you look at the original abolitionist movement with William Lloyd Garrison and all the rest of these Quakers and stuff that we would identify as Americans today, because we're not doing culture, we're just doing the blanket American, we're going to cause a division with that. And I think when, as the brother alluded earlier, when you're going to be a catalyst, you cannot divide people based on the words without identifying the root of the problem. Every American is not hateful of their neighbor, but there are certain people that are. And when we begin to identify those people, then you can divide that right there. Because if you go to the 1828 original Noah Webster's dictionary, when it says the definition of an American, it would say the original copper tone colored racist. The Europeans took their identity and started calling themselves American. So that's in the original 1828 Noah Webster dictionary. That's before we got to all these other Marion and everything else. Because those that are controlling the narrative, specifically when it started coming out with the Rockefellers, you know, wanted to be over the education. So then you got that indoctrination. And then people don't know the truth, so we stay bound. The only thing that will ever set us free is the truth. And if we're going with the same narrative that everybody else is creating and following that, we will stay blinded. And because of my heart is for the people, because my heart is to see us free, I have to be careful with narrative. Not because I'm afraid to call anybody out. I done sued Donald Trump. I got a whole suit against the whole state of Illinois government system for their traffic stops and traffic scheme. I done sued 30 states for their ongoing role of slavery. I've never been ashamed to go up against controversy. I am the only individual on this campaign that can face the Goliath called Trump, because I've already sued Trump. I've already called you out. You can't say you for the American people, Mr. Donald Trump, when you're only for the people that align with you. You're causing division every single day through all your conversations. Come on now. We as a generation that's tired of division, we do want our accountability. That is very true. And when we talk about why the prisons are so encapsulated with all these people, because it's enslavement. It's not prison. That is modern-day slavery. Every one of us people that have been a part of this system have been sold out to those that we are called our leaders to represent us. They have looked at us as a bag, as a source of revenue, a source of commerce. That's what they're doing. And once we begin to see that and come from amongst that old wicked generation of people, come on, man, them jokers are 70, 80 years old. They dying out. That generation is fading away. But if my generation is coming up trying to do the same thing that generation is doing, you can't pour new wine in old wineskins. We got to do a new thing. That's why we're coming with a new government. By the people, for the people, because we are the people. That's it. We're the people. And if you bring harm to me or my property or anybody around me, I have a right to defend myself. That's my right, given to me by nature's God and the Creator, not by the government. The government don't give us rights. The government gives people privileges and have us confused and be blinded and think they're giving us something. No, I'm not asking you to give me nothing. I'm representing a sovereign people from our birthright. When we're coming back with the tribes, coming back with the Aboriginal way, the Turtle Island, that dealt with restorative justice, because we cared about each other in our tribes and villages in the community. This government, this system has gotten so big, they don't know nothing no more other than their evil ways. And the only way we're going to change that is represent what we believe.
If I may answer something to what the brother is talking about. Many years ago, the Lakota people had a way of living in harmony, okay? And they call it the Oyate Wichochanka. So Oyate Wichochanka means a people with a happy voice, okay? So what I'm going to share with you briefly, and then I'm going to listen in again. This country known to us as Turtle Island or the Island Hill never, ever, ever gave homage to America. And America itself, this word, you know, A-M-E-R-I-C-A, America, it's a seven-word, you know, a seven-letter word. If you break that down and you take the letter I and put it off to the right or left, and then take the M and put it next to it, cross those two, you make a word called I'm. Then you take the letter vowel, A, put one A next to the I, M, this I'm, and then you got I'm a. So you got three letters already used from the word America. Now when you look at it in the long run, the remaining letters are A-C-E, race. And you put that next to I'm a, race. And so America is how will always be a racist and a hatred state, no matter how you look at it. Why? Because that's how America deems itself to be, through hatred. Now, grassroots people, even my African brothers and sisters, okay, many were in the realm that passed on, like Dick Gregory and, you know, Malcolm X and Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr. I knew of all of these brothers that were great and very strong advocates when it came to the human race, okay, whether you were incarcerated or otherwise. But they saw that they, meaning the black population, were forgetting spiritually that they were a people struggling to remain free like his indigenous brothers. And so today when you look at that and you try to idolize what's going on, presidency, that belongs to the white man. Turtle Island never had a president, never had a king or a queen. People lived freely because they were in harmony with the universe, the earth mother, what we live upon. Every country had that. My African people, when I was in Zimbabwe, Kenya, and South Africa, I seen it with my own eyes and my heart. And let me tell you, that was the most unbelievable thing to see my African people in the motherland feeling happy, but yet they too were struggling what it means to be free, the same way his indigenous brothers in what they call America or the United States were facing the same obstacles. These obstacles are of illusion created by the white race in the name of pilgrimage and racism. When you take all of that away, fear and racism indulge hatred. That is what's happening, but nobody puts the blame on him. I don't care if Donald Trump runs for something in this country. He can never be it. The man loves to lie. People don't want to call him out that way. He wants to do away with the indigenous population, period. But nobody says nothing. I don't care if it's congressional officials and people that are struggling to remain free. Nobody will say it. They're all afraid. Well, I've been there. I have done it. And I'm still living it today. So I wanted to add that clarification to you guys. And I don't mean to insult you guys or take it as an offensive remark when I call you guys. It's just the way of the English language, how it's pronounced and how it's described, because everybody calls somebody a guy. Back to you, Leona, and the brother Andy.
Thank you for sharing that.
I'm sorry, everyone. I was on mute. We have another caller, too. 651. Let me take them off mute. 651, you want to state your name, please?
Hi. My name is Chad Neal from Rochester, Minnesota. I'm in the Minnesota area. And what I wanted to talk about is I'm voting for Andy in this presidential election. I am a big supporter. And the question that I really want to ask is what I'm in a lot of Twitter spaces, and I watch a lot of so-called, you know, black community leaders, you know, some are behind Biden, some are behind, you know, Trump. And my thing is what really freaks me out is people I feel like are, you know, I heard things about division. And how can we get people, because I'll tell you right now is when I have conversations in my community about Andy, people don't believe that an independent candidate can win. And I feel like if we the people, and that's what I love about Andy, is that we the people can come together and unify, I believe that we can do anything. Because I've learned a lot from Andy, and, you know, we already have our rights. And the problem is that we're too undereducated to be able to fight for them rights because we don't know them right.
You know, we're
and
not.
That's why
we're not. I don't believe we're educated. I believe that's the whole problem. You know, people from other cultures, they really do have that education, but their education is actual lived experience education. We have a government. This country is run by people in power, a piece of paper, a degree,
right.
No experience. And this is the problem we run into because we're dealing with people that are in control of our lives, everyone's lives. They have no, that's why, right now, that's why the public Republicans and the Democrats are at each other's throat. They don't know how to lead. They just want that power. And without that power, with one taking the power from the other, they don't know what to do, so they're going crazy. And I want to say as well, if you will, just let me say this much. Recently, well, not recently, but in this country, most recently in the last few years, we have a mayor who is of Chinese descent or Japanese descent. We have leadership and people in government now and even in a lot of other positions of color. And one of the things we have, and okay, Andy, you say it's the people, not the country. I want to say one thing. There's a lot of racism in this country. And unfortunately, or I should say fortunately, if I were these people that have so much concern about being interacting with people of color, of any color, then they should go back to their country. Because the United States consists of representatives from every country in the entire world. And as Andy mentioned previously, when these people first came over here, the Native Indians were living here. They weren't living here, the Native Indians were. They took it from the Native Indians, and now they have the nerve to talk about stopping immigrants from coming in. So this really bothers me because in all of these different races, all of these different people in power now or coming into power is a threat, more of a threat to people in society than the one that actually caused violence at the Capitol.
Right.
And I have to say this because this is frustrating. To be born and raised in the United States of America and to at one time saw so much morals, saw so much decency, to all of a sudden now living in at a time when it's all garbage, when it's all deteriorated, when it's all torn up slacks, people going into churches with no veils, with their jeans on instead of the dresses on they used to wear. And there was a time when the president and the first ladies in the past years, many years, when they traveled to other countries, they showed respect for other countries by wearing dresses. Now you see when the presidents go over to other countries, the first ladies, most of them are wearing pants. That's disrespect for countries that respect their cultures. We have in this country, we have this, the people running this country, they don't know anything about cultures. When I was doing social work years ago, and I went into homes, I was able to deal with a lot of different cultures because I not only had different cultures in my background, in my family, in my experiences.
I have no idea how excited to present this now. It's going to be okay for me.
Okay, I'm going to put somebody on hold because what I was going to say is the education. These teachers want raises, but what they don't realize is what are they teaching these kids? Ron DeSantis is talking about taking history, Black history, and all these other cultural histories out of the school. Okay, so you have social workers being taught how to go into homes and take children out of their homes, but you don't have social workers being taught about culture. So most social workers that go from school into these dysfunctional homes are coming from prominent backgrounds with no husbands, no wives, no children, no knowledge of how to work with different cultures. So they go into these homes and they all of a sudden now, if it's a care and protection or a CHINS case, child in need of services, they're going to go in and they're going to tell these people what they want them to do. And never go into a home and threaten somebody, parent or parents of children, if you don't know anything about them. And then when they decide to take them out of the home, their supervisors go along with them, and those children are removed from the home and put in foster homes where many times these children are either violated or they're abused or they're killed. These are in foster homes. Not that all foster homes are bad. There's a lot of good foster homes. But you have foster homes that are in for the money, just like our politicians, in for the money, in for the fame. So that's why I say, when you say, brother, you just mentioned that you're going to vote for Andy, I'm going to vote for Andy because we can't do any worse than what we got already. And at least we have somebody that's focusing on becoming the president so that we, the people, party. And that means everybody in this country, red, brown, black, beige, white, anybody that wants to be a part of uniting instead of dividing. And if people in the audience listening in right now don't agree with what I'm saying, then you might as well vote for the other parties that are out there lying to one another and lying about one another. Because we don't need that kind of garbage in our current or our future, if we have a future. And I just wanted to say that. I'm going to put myself back on mute, and I'm going to let you, all of you, talk about whatever you want, feedback or ask questions or whatever. Please feel free to do so.
Well, I know we're coming up to our hour, and it's the last 5-7 minutes. Thank you, Brother Charles, for the words of encouragement, and I'll share this. Never despise small beginnings. By this being the second time me running, it's more people talking about my campaign than it ever was before. And they're looking, you know, who is this guy? We don't know nothing about him. But they will. And when the background of the work that I've already been doing begins to surface, we've shifted the campaign more focused on the algorithms that's going on with Donald Trump and saying there's only one who can face that giant, the one who already has. We've already took it to the courtroom between me and Donald Trump. And when we get to showing who's really for the people, that's what's going to bring the unity. That's what's going to bring the unity. There's a lot of organizations out here right now that are talking about the people's rights that are in the Republican field, and they didn't know about me. But last night, a whole group, they're in 1,000 counties, found out about me. Like, yo, we need to get you in contact with the leader. Because I'm living it about our rights. Our rights is going to be represented regardless of what happens to the election. And to the brother that called in from the tribe, the campaign is a way for people to see, because so many of our people are out here in a coma, not even realizing that our rights are being infringed. So we utilize this platform to start showing people. And brother, if I would be able to talk to you offline, I could really glean a lot of information from you, knowledge and wisdom, but also share something with you about how we move in this way. This is the most unique position for our generation to have somebody with the background that I have that can speak truth to the matter about this United States of America corporation and not the original America. See, it's a business. They're treating all of us like commodities with the slavery. And to give that history about how this government has, through the Roman Vatican, enslaved us through this birth certificate, how they made us their chattel slavery. That's what I'm talking about. The real freedom and how to be free by declaring your freedom. That's what this is about. All I need is, Brother Child, the people to begin to rise up and recognize. Hold on. You've been putting a banana in the tailpipe. No. We ain't with that no more.
I'd like to bring up Chinupa. As far as the reservations go, how much of it's controlled by the government now?
Well, frankly, I'll tell you something. 92% of it is controlled by the government, and then the tribal government, on the other hand, is a puppet regime that serves them. The tribal membership of the people that are enrolled here on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation, that number, 344, and add that to a number that's quantified to your enrollment number, okay? Those enrollment numbers are subjugated to what D.C. has been owing my people since they start utilizing that name, America. So when our people sacrificed their positions, like out in the East Coast, how do we do this? And this is really going to put the damper on you. And that brother Andy, listen to this part here. At one time, my brothers and sisters, before my African brothers and sisters got here, they lived from Maine to Florida and inward through Michigan and so forth. Hundreds, thousands, and millions of Native people lived out there, even where my sister Leona lives in Massachusetts. Them Indian people that once lived there are no more. Now, let's ask America this. How do we replace those people that once lived there in harmony and in paradise? How do we give them that voice? And they'll get quiet. America has done this. You no longer can call it genocide. It's called propatriate fundamental practice. Propatriate is a Latin term when it means the destruction and annihilating a race where that race can never reproduce itself. That's what they've done with animals, too. So America is a falsified regime that harms people. So 92% of the people on the power of the Indian Reorganization Act of 1934 forgot one little entity of a flasher. And this flasher is this. I've been trying to get people out there in the realm to look at this. Now, since 1830-something, my grandfather told me this as a young boy. And as a young boy, I listened to the words of my late grandfather, Chante Ohipika Wichasha, with my grandfather's name. What he illustrated to me was about the international human virtue that our ancestors had since time immemorial, okay? Number one, we didn't speak English. We spoke the languages from what sacred animal gave us that language. For we Lakotas here in South Dakota, we come from the Buffalo people. And our Buffalo people still speak the Lakota language. So today, at the age of 66, Chinupa Gloha Money still speaks his language. And I teach that language to my grandchildren. That's what's missing. So when we ask America, how do you replace those people that once lived out there in that paradise, forgotten? Where's the public safety of reenacting those people to be heard and who speaks for them? That
quantifies one little thing. The richest out there, America, the corporate America, has stolen that from my people after they annihilated them. And that's really a public emergency. But the national security won't understand it. Even the public safety won't. It's that fundamental freedoms that we're all forgetting. You know it, and I know it, and I turn it back to you, Sister Leona, and thank you for taking my call.
Chinupa, Andy, if at all possible, I would like to have you and Chinupa connect sometime, you know, offline so you can talk, because I think that you could probably help one another. We have a caller, 918. Do you want to state your name, please?
Yeah, this is Rachel. I'm just getting able to call in, so.
Oh, how you doing, Rachel?
Okay.
Okay.
I'm still calling
you
earlier, but my mom called.
Do you have anything you want to add?
Well, I don't know because I missed most of the show, so I don't know.
Okay. Andy Williams is a presidential candidate, and he is running for We the People Party, not the Democrats or the Republicans or the Independents, but We the People. Andy, if at all possible, if you and Chinupa could connect sometime so he can talk to Rachel is with the tribe as well, so that he can talk with some of the others as well about uniting the people and not dividing, which is what's been going on for the past 5 to 7 years.
You know, if that's possible, Andy, Brother Andy, please take my number down. It's area code 605-517-2621. And do call me after the show so we can kind of discuss some of the things that the Native people are looking at. So, to, you know, in the long run, we can help support you. And, you know,
all
if you're doing
do
something...
What was that,
all you have
Andy?
To do is tell me, so I'll, and I'm sharing with you, because it's on the hour and I got another show in 15 minutes. But I was saying to the brother, I got your number. All you got to do is teach me how to do what y'all need to do. That's
okay.
It. Because I realize I do not comprehend everything, but I am at different tables. So what I look is how can we all get what we need without feeling like somebody else is losing. Just because somebody else gets something doesn't mean that's taken away from what I got. So, and I truly, strongly believe in the Aboriginal way of living because that is a spiritual. For me, it's from the 42 laws of Maya, the original harmony for the earth. So it goes way back for me. And that's why I said I do believe the spiritual from my ancestors connecting you and I today will bring so much harmony back to our land. That's all I want. Free the land. That's it.
This is it. This is what we have to do. Is we have to unite different cultures. I mean, we have to get back to the way things were at least half normal and reunification, because right now this country is so divided. There's so much going on. The people, the politicians, the races, everything. We're heading for a third world war, and we're heading for a racial war. So if you can connect and see how everybody can work together. And I will say Andy is going to be on next Tuesday. He's on every Tuesday at 5:30 Eastern Daylight Time. So anyone that wants to call in, come on, ask questions or whatever, feel free to do so. Andy, I'm sorry that I kept you overtime. I know you have another appointment or meeting, but thank you for coming on. And thank you, Chinupa. I'm glad you did come on. Rachel, Rowena and the brother that he left, he dropped, but I forgot his name. But anyway, I want to thank all of you for coming on. And
you're
Andy,
welcome.
I'll let you go on to your next one. Rowena, thank you so much. You've been coming on every week, and I truly appreciate it. And Chinupa, oh, one more thing I will say real quick. If you want, Andy, give the audience your information on how they can find you on the Internet or wherever. And how they can help, and Chinupa as well, you as well, if you want to do that, please feel free to do that before we end the show.
Okay, my website is www.awj2024.com. awj2024.com.
And for Chinupa Gluha money here in South Dakota, ladies and gentlemen, people that are listening in, I'm computer illiterate and thank the great mystery for making me that way. Just call me on this phone at 605-517-2621, and however we need to correspond and get things rolling to help Andy get in there, hey, I'm all for it. When he talks
you
about
need to repeat
freedom,
that slower.
Okay,
you probably 605. Need to repeat that slower.
605-517-2621.
Thank you very much, sir.
And do call me back. And please don't call me, sir. Call me brother.
And okay. I want to say what you and your team have been doing has been pretty awesome as well. And I really appreciate you coming on the show. You know, Chinupa and I have clashed at times because we both have that mind spirit of determination. And one of the things is, and Andy, you probably will find that with me sometime in the near future too. But that's because we're strong advocates and we're trying to do the right thing. And we're trying to bring some justice into this country. So I thank all of you for listening in. And Rachel, if you or Rowena have anything you want to add to this, please feel free to do so.
Well,
no, I thank you. I enjoyed listening to it. Give me something to think about. And it gave me an idea of how big this is. So I'm just learning as I go.
Well, you can type in the internet, type in Andy Williams Jr. presidential campaign candidate, and you'll see all kinds of information on Andy. And once again, I thank all of you for coming on. You've all been a blessing, and I wish you all well. Thank you so much.
And thank you, sister, for taking the calls. Ha-ho.
Ha-ho. We're going to end this episode now. Thank you all for listening in, and have a good evening.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.